At a recent event sponsored by the Cotton Foundation, stakeholders in the cotton industry, along with researchers from several state universities and beekeepers, met with representatives from the EPA to start the conversation on how to develop and adopt more appropriate steps for assessing pesticides and their risk to pollinators. Dr. Don Parker, manager of integrated pest management for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about the council's objectives and what he hopes this partnership will achieve.
The Cotton Foundation has a project that's called the Educational Outreach Project. And it was set up basically to bring in federal agencies like EPA, USDA, to bring them together with other researchers like the university researchers to have a better understanding of the cotton production systems and policy issues, how the policy and the science work together. This particular meeting is going to focus around insecticides and particularly some of the neonics, but insecticides and honeybee health. A lot of the Mid-South researchers and over in the Southeast have been conducting quite a bit of research on honeybees' interaction in the agricultural systems, and their research is not being reflected in EPA's risk assessments. So we're bringing pretty much from North Carolina down through Texas the state university entomologist in, along with some producer beekeeper pairs to represent different regions, and a group from EPA to have them to sit down and have open dialogue, try to improve and clarify some understandings along those areas.
Dr. Parker explains why it's so important for the group to improve the EPA's understandings of the research.
If they don't improve those understandings, they have the wrong assumptions in their risk assessment for their cotton products. And those wrong assumptions will end up restricting our producers' access to products that are necessary for the protection of their crop.
And on that note, Dr. Parker further explains how this could benefit the cotton producer.
What we actually hope comes out of this is a more clear understanding from EPA's point on how they can go back and correct some of their risk methodology assessments, realize that they have some very invalid assumptions and overestimating bee presence in the cotton fields. Cotton doesn't require bee pollination. Cotton doesn't use bee services. That doesn't mean that bees don't occasionally feed in cotton, but they're not there all day long. And cotton is not preferred. Some of these researchers have the data that show bees prefer many other crops and many other weed plants above cotton. So a risk assessment has to reflect that so that our producers have access to crop protection products.